still pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Silver Will.
Happy Friday, hug.
And Jay Emily Brown.
Bring it back up, hug. Come on, okay. Man. Come on.
The smooth operator. The sweetest taboo and the soldier of love.
All right, shot.
Y'all like that?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, what a mofo week. TGIF, thank God it's finished. Uh-huh. Let's lasso up this week's list while I still remember. Now, the first person on the list goes by a lot of names. Tom Joyner.
What did he do?
The fly jock. The fly pop, the hardest working man in radio, Uncle Happening, the jaundice jinx, Mr. Must Be Nice, 50 Shades of Beige, and my favorite contender number one, for showing up late for his own damn show, y'all. Y'all remember that? And blaming it on traffic. Hell, Marion Barry had traffic too. And he still drove the wrong way to get to his destination on time, Tom. Contender number two, me. I'm talking shiggity about Tom being late one day, and I'm late the next day. That's like my older calling Ron Ford a crackhead. Contender number three, Donald Sterling. The Clippers have a new owner, God is good. And this is the last time, hopefully, we hear his name. Unless I start dating Paula Patton or something. Wouldn't that be a switch? Contender number four, V. Stiviano. And this is the last time, hopefully, with a lot of prayer, we hear this name again. Unless you start dating Robin Thicke. I mean, Donald Stella had a problem with her showing up at the game with a black man. He didn't say nothing about a white man that sing R&B, did he?
No.
All right. Contender number five, Todd Bridges. The former child star Different Strokes made a statement about Robin Williams committing suicide. He said it was a very selfish act. What you talking about, Willis? How the hell you minimize depression? I thought Mr. Drummond taught you better than that. Arnold is turning in his little grave right at I was going to put Sierra down for contender number six for naming her baby after her baby daddy rap name Future. Yeah. But that's just gangster. Respect us, Future. Keep on moving that dope, young Neezy. I mean, even Lil Wayne don't have no little Weezys or little Toochies running around. Or even old Dirty Bastard. He ain't got no young Dirty Bastards, do he? So, contender number six is Gilbert Arenas. Oh, my Gilbert.
Oh, my Gilbert.
How the habanero hell you call Reverend Al Sharpton a coon and a thot? Reverend Al is on the front line of this thing. You on the bench when it comes to his legacy of civil rights. And your name is Gilbert. And he's black. How many black Gilberts do you know, Tom? All of them are weird. Governor of Missouri, Jay Nixon, you slow responding to the tragedy in Ferguson about the Mike Brown tragedy. You are the Bama of the week.